Thanks for joining us for the Wednesday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the girls and boys head basketball coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge. Catch your favorite basketball team in action with our Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Lake and online, KDCountry94.com. Let's get started with the Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chat with girls head coach Shauna Remus and boys head coach Ryan Eiler. Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Wednesday at this time by Hanson Auction and Realty of Beloit.
And again, welcome to our Wednesday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Shauna Remus joining us, coach of the Beloit Lady Trojan basketball team. Coach, started out the second semester there on Tuesday night. A very good Phillipsburg team that you saw, ranked number 3 in 3A, falling 77-27. I think a lot of the talk is about tearing sides with that group, and albeit she did score 20 points for Phillipsburg in that win, but they do have a very good group around her. What were your thoughts to the way the girls played there on Tuesday against Phillipsburg?
Yeah, I thought we came out with a lot of energy, and you know, we were hanging with them right there in the first quarter, we came in with a mindset of we just wanted to limit her, and that's kind of what you got to do. You got to choose to limit her and make the other kids beat you, or she can go off, and so we did a really nice job on her, and her supporting cast just hit shots when they needed it, and they were able to extend their lead. And then the score isn't really, it got out of hand there at the end, but we were really a lot closer at points in that game, and I liked our energy and the mind that the kids came in with, and I saw some really good things against a superb team that we played on Tuesday.
You move on now with Hoisington coming up next. Do you have them at home on Friday? Hoisington's a team that's 4-2. When you kind of look at their group and see what they have this year, I know you're not overly familiar. You have played them in the past, played them last year in the regular season as well. But when you look at Hoisington, it looks like they've got about four or five girls that can really score at any point. Nobody that really sticks out individually as a leader like maybe Phillipsburg has.
Yeah, they come in. They're a very talented group. I mean, our schedule, I keep saying this, but our schedule is brutal, and every team we play is very talented, and they're loaded with seniors, and so they've got a lot of experience, and they're pretty guard heavy, I think. But yeah, we're just coming in. We're just in the mind frame that we just want to get better every game, every practice, and we've seen points where we've done some really good things, and so we just like to be able to put it together for four quarters. But yeah, Hoisington's very talented. They'll pressure the ball and probably press us, and we just got to find ways to score, which right now is where we're struggling offensively, just finding ways to score. But it's a process, so we just worry about ourselves and try to get better every game, and that's what we're going to do on Friday night.
Beloit girls coach Shauna Remus here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for the time, and best luck against Hoisington Friday night.
Yep, thanks.
For the latest land, residential, and commercial real estate listings in North Central Kansas, plus online auctions, visit Hanson Auction and Realty on the web, hansononlineauction.com. Hanson Auction Realty can do any type of auction, whether it be farm, estate, land, or consignment. Contact any one of their online salesmen at 738-8932 today with any questions you might have about how the online auction process works. Hanson Auction Realty, hosting auctions on-site and online at hansononlineauction.com.
And back in the Locker Room Chats here on KD Country 94, Ryan Eiler joining us now, the coach of the Beloit boys basketball team. Coach, you pick up a win to start the second semester, a very nice win for you over Phillipsburg on the road, 82-50, really jumped out early, had 49 in the first half, and finally got those shots to fall from the outside there last night, 82-50 victory. What stood out the most there in your first game back?
Definitely our best offensive output of the year, and it took, all five starters came in and were in double digits and really shared the ball well, and it was just kind of even throughout the game. But Phillipsburg comes out in the zone and we're able to get some threes to fall early, able to get a few steals and some easy buckets that way, and then they changed the man to try to counter the 3-point line, and I thought we did a nice job of recognizing it and establishing our inside game at that point. I just felt like offensively, we made some improvements and then had all guys hitting at the same time. But defensively, I thought, the first half especially, I didn't quite see the focus that we've had in some of our previous games on the defensive end, and felt like Phillipsburg's post gave us, a little bit of a problem due to their quickness inside and able to catch the ball at the high post and then get to the rim. And so definitely something that we need to improve on that end. But overall, it was a really good game for us.
Four straight wins for you now as you'll move on with Hoisington coming up on Friday. They come to your place for that one. You know, you look at Hoisington, they're 2-4. They've got one guy scoring double figures, but it looks like they've got about four guys that can score at any point. Really nobody that stands out as far as a major legit scoring threat every night out for them. When you look at Hoisington, what do you expect to see? Probably a team that's better than their 2-4 record.
Yeah, you know, they're a team that always competes, and you know, they've got the Haxton kid back. That's a really good player, and then I think they got some young guys that are playing right now. And anytime you play young guys as the season goes along, they get more confidence and start playing better. And for us, I feel like we've made improvements each night, and there's another opportunity to go out and hopefully take a step forward. You know, this past game it was offensive end that was good, but we need to work on our defense, and hopefully we can put them both together on Friday.
Ryan Allert, Coach Legends here on the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for the time, and best of luck there against Hoisington at home on Friday.
All right, thank you.
Fans can catch the game on the online video stream. Girls pregame coverage 5:50, tip-off at 6. The boys to play Friday night. Wade Gerstner on the call on NCKSSports.com.
Our Beloit Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Hanson Auction and Realty in Beloit.
For the latest land, residential, and commercial real estate listings in North Central Kansas, plus online auctions, visit Hanson Auction and Realty on the web, HansonOnlineAuction.com. Hanson Auction Realty can do any type of auction, whether it be farm, estate, land, or consignment. Contact any one of their online salesmen at 738-8932 today with any questions you might have about how the online auction process works. Hanson Auction Realty, hosting auctions on-site and online at HansonOnlineAuction.com. We continue our Wednesday locker room chats with Osborne Bulldog head basketball coaches Trina Luters and Jamie Walters. Don't forget to listen to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 and online KDCountry94.com. The Bulldog locker room chats can be heard every Wednesday evening at this time on KD Country 94 and are proudly sponsored by Midway Co-op, Landmark Implement, Goheen and Slavic CPAs LLC, and by Nextech.
Welcome back on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Trina Luters with us now, the coach of the Osborne Lady Bulldog basketball team. Coach, win over Thunder Ridge to start the second semester, 43-36 there on Tuesday night. Just kind of looking back at that, and you got out to the early lead, and they fought back there after a 14-point deficit early in the fourth quarter to get it within 7, but you hold on for the victory. Just overall, what were your thoughts of the win there to open out the second semester in Kensington on Tuesday night?
We were very pleased with our defensive effort. We played really tough defense. We had focused on rebounding and getting in there and not getting pushed around under the basket, and we felt like we did just that. We were in there, we rebounded, we had several girls that were rebounding and rebounded well offensively and defensively, so we were happy with that. Coming back after break, kind of talked before our break that it was kind of, we felt like it was a weird cut on the, you got 2 days of practice and then a weekend and then another practice. So you could just, I think that was part of just getting back in the swing of things and getting in rhythm again.
So again, you do pick up that win, improving to 6-0 overall, 2-0 in the Northern Plains League. Next up is Lincoln coming up on Friday night. You host them. They're 2-4, 0-2 in league play. It'll be their first game of the second semester. Last time out, they lost by 16 to Wilson on December 16th. But from what you know about Lincoln, what do you expect to see from that team this year, and what are your hopes for the game on Friday night?
I know they've been putting in a lot of work and working, and so I expect them to be, well-coached and fundamentally stronger than they maybe have been in the past. So our main focus is to come out and play ball the way we want to play. We want to play a quicker game. We like to play a quick game, get up and down the court. And so hopefully we find that getting in that rhythm and being back at home and just moving the ball well and seeing the court well.
St. John's Tipton coming up on Tuesday. You'll play them before we talk again. So just early thoughts about what they bring to the table. I know they lost a couple key players from last year, but they've started out pretty well this year.
They're St. John's Tipton. They always are a tough game. They come out and they're ready to play. They're physical. They're aggressive. So I think it'll be a game that we will have to be focused. We'll have to have our ducks in a row and know what we're doing. Again, for us, part of that coming into the second part of the season is making sure that we don't have any mental lapses and that we are focused the whole game, all four quarters. And so that's definitely what we're looking at coming into the future games.
Trina Luters, head coach of the Osborne Lady Bulldogs, here in the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Coach, thanks for the time. Best of luck on Friday against Lincoln.
All right. Thank you very much.
Farmers and stockmen find it easy doing business with their local Midway Co-op. Our people are the brighter, the better, the more experienced, and we're still your local full-service co-op with what you need, when you need it, at very competitive prices. Our services are full, complete, and far-reaching, even delivering bulk fuel and propane as well as emergency fuel service when requested. Partner up with us today.
Midway's your best way forward. Midway Co-op's your best way forward.
There's one near you.
Landmark Implement is your local authorized John Deere dealer. Landmark's trained and certified sales staff will help you find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Whether it's a tractor, planter, combine, an EasyTrac lawnmower, or gator, every piece of equipment in pre-owned inventory is put through a rigorous inspection so it's ready to work hard for you. Landmark's team works together to make sure everything that is sold meets their quality standards. Learn more at LandmarkHemp.com or stop into a local Landmark location and experience the Landmark difference.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavic CPAs LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen and Slavic Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977 or in Osborne at 346-5427. Goheen and Slavic CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
At Nextech, we make life better by providing world-class technology. In fact, we've been doing just that for more than 70 years. For your home, we've got you covered with the fastest internet speeds available, streaming TV, local phone, and home security. For your business, we have the solutions you need for IT, cloud, infrastructure, cybersecurity, and more, all backed by our robust fiber-powered network. To experience world-class technology and service, visit next-tech.com.
And back in the locker room chats on Katy Country 94, Jamie Walters with us, coach of the Osborne boys basketball team. Coach, you get a win over Thunder Ridge, 51-45, kind of a little redemption from the first game of the season there in December to open out the second semester up in Kensington on Tuesday night. What stood out the most for you? You did have a 16-point lead at one point in the second half, but they fought back to get it down to six in the end. What were some of the things that you saw there on Tuesday against Thunder Ridge?
Yeah, I thought we played pretty well for the, you know, the limited amount of practices we've had. You know, it's kind of a different year where we only have, you know, two or three practices before a game coming back. So, you know, we weren't able, you know, and some were gone or whatever. So weren't able to do a whole lot team-wise. So, so overall, I thought we played really well considering. Thought we were really patient on offense and got good shots every trip down. You know, there towards the end, we probably didn't handle that as well as what we should have. They got aggressive, and, you know, they're a pretty physical team. And I felt like they, you know, kind of pushed us around, and we weren't strong with the ball like we needed to be. And but overall, I was pleased with the way we played.
So, again, like I said, quick turnaround here getting into the second semester. You'll have a game on Friday against Lincoln. They're 1-5 on the season. They did not play on Tuesday, so their last game was on December 16th before you'll have them coming to your place on Friday. When you look at Lincoln this year, what do you see from them? I don't know what you know about that group this season, but what are your thoughts on the matchup Friday night?
Yeah, you're right. I haven't seen that much on them. Just, you know, we just got to worry about ourselves, get better every day. That's kind of something that we're striving to do, play a fair amount of young kids, and you know, it's just important for us to take a step every day. So that's what we're going to continue to try to do.
Jamie Walters, the coach of the Osborne boys basketball team, here in our locker room chats. Coach, thanks again for being with us this week. Best of luck against Lincoln coming up on Friday night.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Fans can hear those games on Katy Country 94. We'll have pregame coverage beginning at 5:50 for the girls. Tip off at 6. The boys game to follow Friday night. Also online at katycountry94.com from Osborne.
Our Osborne locker room chats are brought to you by Midway Co-op, Landmark Implement, Goheen and Slavic CPAs LLC, and Nextech.
At Nextech, we make life better by providing world-class technology. In fact, we've been doing just that for more than 70 years. For your home, we've got you covered with the fastest internet speeds available, streaming TV, local phone, and home security. For your business, we have the solutions you need for IT, cloud, infrastructure, cybersecurity, and more, all backed by our robust fiber-powered network. To experience world-class technology and service, visit next-tech.com.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavic CPAs LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen & Slavic Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977 or in Osborne at 346-5427. Goheen & Slavic CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Landmark Implement is your local authorized John Deere dealer. Landmark's trained and certified sales staff will help you find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Whether it's a tractor, planter, combine, an easy track lawnmower, or gator, every piece of equipment in pre-owned inventory is put through a rigorous inspection so it's ready to work hard for you. Landmark's team works together to make sure everything that is sold meets their quality standards. Learn more at LandmarkHemp.com or stop into a local Landmark location and experience the Landmark difference.
The more you know, the better it goes with your land's productivity. Just say the word, farmers, and one of our agronomy specialists will test the pH, organic matter, and moisture in each zone of your field. Soil testing and tissue sampling provide profitable knowledge. Give us a call. Don't put it off. We present, you decide, the choice is yours. Call 785-346-5451 today.
Midway's your best way forward. Midway Co-op's your best way forward.
Make that call today.
We continue our locker room chats with the Smith Center Redmond and head coaches Nick Lynn and Alex Hobelman. The Smith Center Redmond locker room chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement and by Next Tech.
And back in the locker room chats, Katie Country 94, Nick Lynn joining us now, coach of the Smith Center, Letty Red. Coach, getting back with the second semester, it was a day where you didn't have school, but you had the game there on Tuesday night against Stockton, and a good start to the second semester here for you. You won 71-24 in that home game in the Mid-Continent League as you moved to 3-0 in league play with the victory. What were your thoughts overall, the win against Stockton on Tuesday night?
I thought we had some good practices over the break. I thought we got after it and spent some time doing things that we needed to work on. But coming in last night, you know, it was good to get back in and having a game in. And it was a big, you know, every game in the league is big for us. And we beat a young team, Stockton. And the thing we were able to do with a couple days practice, it was put in a half-court trapping defense. We did that last night a lot. You know, we did that probably for two whole quarters. And I thought it worked pretty efficient. And so we're working on that and getting into a half-court defense with that and not just focus more on full-court pressing and that sort of thing. So I thought, over and all, we shot the ball well and played pretty good defense.
You, again, get that victory. So now you move on to Mid-Continent League play. You'll go to Ellis coming up on Friday night. They're 4-2 coming into the game. Beat a decent Ellenwood team there on the 16th of December to go into the break. When you look at Ellis and see what they have, usually a pretty good group and a tough place to play.
Well, it's tough down there. We struggle at times down there, and they've got some good ball handlers. Certainly they get two Eck girls, and they're always athletic. And the thing they do a lot is dribble drive and try to cause problems with that and draw fouls. And we're not a type of team that can get in foul trouble because with the depth issue we have. And they like to shoot a three off a dribble drive. So we got a whole different type of team that we have to face on Friday, and hopefully we can be prepared for that.
Again, it's Ellis and Smith Center Friday. Nick Lynn, head coach of the Smith Center, Letty Red, joining us here on the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thank you for the time, and we'll get pretty deep into it as you got a lot of games coming up. Best of luck against Ellis and moving forward.
You bet. Thank you.
Landmark Implement is your local authorized John Deere dealer. Landmark's trained and certified sales staff will help you find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Whether it's a tractor, planter, combine, an easy track lawnmower, or gator, every piece of equipment in pre-owned inventory is put through a rigorous inspection so it's ready to work hard for you. Landmark's team works together to make sure everything that is sold meets their quality standards. Learn more at LandmarkHemp.com or stop into a local Landmark location and experience the Landmark difference.
At Next Tech, we make life better by providing world-class technology. In fact, we've been doing just that for more than 70 years. For your home, we've got you covered with the fastest internet speeds available, streaming TV, local phone, and home security. For your business, we have the solutions you need for IT, cloud, infrastructure, cybersecurity, and more, all backed by our robust fiber-powered network. To experience world-class technology and service, visit next-tech.com.
Welcome back here in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Alex Hobelman with us now, the coach of the Smith Center boys basketball team. Coach, picked up your first victory as a head coach there on Tuesday night, winning over Stockton 62-19, a 28-0 start to that game. And I know Stockton's a team that's down. We talked about that kind of going into the break. But when you look at this game against the Tigers and some of the things you're able to accomplish, just on the base of it, how important was it to get that win and maybe build some confidence in getting your first victory this year?
Yeah, you said it right there at the end there, just building confidence. Obviously, Stockton's a little bit down this year, and I give them credit, though, for being able to put a team together. Obviously, they weren't able to last year, but I'm glad to see that they could this year. We put some new things in during the Christmas break on the defensive side of the ball. And we worked on that a little bit against Stockton for future games, and we executed those pretty well, and we were able to get some easy baskets from that. So, and like you said, building confidence. I think that, you know, it's always kind of a hard game with games like that, but I think we kind of needed that game a little bit for our confidence, being able to score and execute things that we needed to do and give them some confidence moving forward and as we get ready for Ellis on Friday.
There's an opportunity here against Ellis on Friday. They're a team that typically is a pretty good squad, but they've struggled a bit this year at 1-5. Their only win came against Larned there on December 5th. And if I would see this correctly, they lost 65-7 to Ellenwood back on December 16th. They do have just one player averaging double figures or really even close to it in Carson North at 10.5 a game. But when you look at Ellis and the opportunity you have in front of you at their place on Friday, what do you expect in the matchup?
Well, in my experience coaching and playing, Ellis is always a tough out, especially playing there. It's a tough gym. It's kind of a little bit of a different gym playing there. But I watched them on film a little bit already, and they actually do remind me of us. They have some athletes. They have some pieces, but they just kind of struggle a little bit at times to put the ball in the basket. So I'm fully confident that we're going to be able to compete, and hopefully last night's game against Stockton will give us some confidence to be able to get another win on Friday.
Alex Hobelman, head coach of the Smith Center boys basketball team here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for being with us, and good luck at Ellis on Friday night.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Our Smith Center Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement and Nextech.
At Nextech, we make life better by providing world-class technology. In fact, we've been doing just that for more than 70 years. For your home, we've got you covered with the fastest internet speeds available, streaming TV, local phone, and home security. For your business, we have the solutions you need for IT, cloud, infrastructure, cybersecurity, and more, all backed by our robust fiber-powered network. To experience world-class technology and service, visit next-tech.com.
Landmark Implement is your local authorized John Deere dealer. Landmark's trained and certified sales staff will help you find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Whether it's a tractor, planter, combine, an easy track lawnmower, or gator, every piece of equipment in pre-owned inventory is put through a rigorous inspection so it's ready to work hard for you. Landmark's team works together to make sure everything that is sold meets their quality standards. Learn more at LandmarkImp.com or stop into a local Landmark location and experience the Landmark difference. We conclude our Wednesday locker room chats with the Thunder Ridge Longhorn head coaches Darren Grauerholtz and Devon Branch. The Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Insurance Smart, Goheen and Slavic, CPAs LLC, and by Nextech.
And this is Jason Broadfoot on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. We have the Wednesday night locker room chats. Thunder Ridge head coach Darren Grauerholtz with us. And how did Christmas break go, Coach?
Well, it was all right for the most part. We just didn't get enough practices in. You know, we had a couple cold days in there. We just called everything off. And then when we get back, and kind of that weekend kind of hurt us. So, and you could tell we were a little bit out of shape. But overall, I think I'm starting to learn more and more about each individual player and what we're going to do here in the near future.
As a team, I know sometimes you go away or the family comes in. Sometimes they can bring some illnesses and stuff. Team healthy coming out of the break?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I don't, knock on wood, there was just a couple, you know, that just, you know, had the sniffles and things like this. But, you know, other than that, nothing real major. It was more people just being gone over break, you know, to see family and friends. So
right out of the gate, you know, you get a game, and not only is it just a game, it's against a pretty good opponent in Osborne. Hung in there, 36-43. What were your kind of the thoughts on that one?
I think overall I thought we did fairly well. I didn't think that there were any major surprises for us. I just felt like we played pretty good defense, kept Leaders and Reiner pretty much in check. You know, if any given night I could say that we could hold them under 15, I think we got a chance. And the problem was we just weren't able to make some good connections. You know, they really clamped down hard on Slavic this time. She still ended up with 15, you know, and it was good to see Alexis get her points last night, but you know, Cameron was a little bit lower in her scoring column. But having said that, those were our only three scorers, so I got to find somebody. I've got to absolutely get somebody going there, and I was hoping to do that over break, but it didn't show up on last night.
Get another stiff test on Tuesday against Lakeside. Do you kind of like to have these two tough games before you hit this tournament?
I like all of them because, you know, it makes you a better team. It finds out what kind of character each individual has, you know, that's going to go forward with our team. And those easy games don't really do anybody any good. You know, as far as building confidence, that's only for one night until you match up with somebody again like an Osborne or a Sylvan, you know, and then next thing you know, our confidence is shot because we were playing these easy teams. So tougher they are, the better they are, and they're more fun to coach in too.
All right, Coach, we'll talk to you next week, and we'll look ahead to, a big league tournament coming up. So good luck going this weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Hey, sounds good. Thank you, Jason.
Insurance Smart supports the youth of the area in all their academic and athletic endeavors. Insurance Smart is locally owned and operated and here to help you understand your insurance needs. With 5 locations to serve you, stop in and let us help you make the most of your auto, home, business, farm, crop, life, Medicare supplement, or long-term care insurance needs. Maximize your premium dollars to get the best coverage. Let one of our agents help you be sure that you are covered for all the perils life can throw at you. See Darren McDowell, Tiffany Ritzky, Kim Campbell, Melissa Westbrook, and Ethan Coleman today at Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray to start saving today.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen and Slavic CPAs LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen and Slavic Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977 or in Osborne at 346-5427. Goheen and Slavic CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
At Nextech, we make life better by providing world-class technology. In fact, we've been doing just that for more than 70 years. For your home, we've got you covered with the fastest internet speeds available, streaming TV, local phone, and home security. For your business, we have the solutions you need for IT, cloud, infrastructure, cybersecurity, and more, all backed by our robust fiber-powered network. To experience world-class technology and service, visit next-tech.com.
This is Jason Broadfoot on KD Country 94, kdcountry94.com. Wednesday night locker room chat show, and we have Thunder Ridge boys head coach Devon Branch here with us. And Coach Branch, it's how did the winter break go for you?
It went pretty good. We got a lot of practicing in, you know, got a few more plays put in, got our guys in shape just a little bit. I like the winter break. It's a good time to just work on stuff, clean stuff up, and, you know, get some shots up and just put in some extra plays.
And you're a team that probably could have used it a little bit more than other teams, considering you had a football team that went on a long run and you had to wait for those kids.
Yes, yeah, that helped us out a lot. Like I said, we got a put in majority of our offenses, worked on our press break, and put our press break in. So that helped us out a lot.
Still a pretty decent start, despite not having all of those things installed. You did come back on Tuesday night and played against Osborne, a pretty tough team, and you had a really nice close game there. Kind of came out on the short end of a 51-45 game. What was the difference there?
Oh, they was just so physical. We was not prepared for their run and jump defense. I told our guys, they're going to come in, they're going to be upset because we stole one on their home floor. And they came out, they played one heck of a game, run and jump defense, man-to-man full court. We just mentally wasn't prepared for it at first. And second half, we finally calmed down and started seeing where our open guy was and made it closer to a ball game because it was getting ugly. It was getting close to the 20-point range, but we closed it in to end up losing by six.
You got one more tune-up before the league tournament. That comes on Tuesday against Lakeside. Another tough test for your team. Do you like having these tough games right before a league tournament?
Oh, yes. I think it prepares us well. We need all the tough games we can get. Cause we never learn nothing just blowing people out, you know. Kids get full of themselves and start losing fundamental focus. And I always hate those games. But the close ones are always the good ones. We can always learn things from the close games.
Is there one thing you'd like to see tightened up just a little bit before you head into that league tournament?
Free throws and more ball movement. I would like us to work on our free throws more and more ball movement. And being a little bit more physical. Those three things, those three emphases. If we can do that going into the tournament, I like our chances.
All right. We'll see how the progress goes in the next week, and we'll talk to you next week.
All righty. Thank you.
Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats brought to you by Insurance Smart, Melissa Westbrook, agent. Goheen and Slavic, CPAs LLC, and Nextech.
At Nextech, we make life better by providing world-class technology. In fact, we've been doing just that for more than 70 years. For your home, we've got you covered with the fastest internet speeds available, streaming TV, local phone, and home security. For your business, we have the solutions you need for IT, cloud, infrastructure, cybersecurity, and more, all backed by our robust fiber-powered network. To experience world-class technology and service, visit next-tech.com.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavic, CPAs, LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen & Slavic, certified public accountants today in Downs at 454-9977 or in Osborne at 346-5427. Goheen & Slavic, CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Insurance Smart supports the youth of the area in all their academic and athletic endeavors. Insurance Smart is locally owned and operated and here to help you understand your insurance needs. With 5 locations to serve you, stop in and let us help you make the most of your auto, home, business, farm, crop, life, Medicare supplement, or long-term care insurance needs. Maximize your premium dollars to get the best coverage. Let one of our agents help you be sure that you are covered for all the perils life can throw at you. See Darren McDowell, Tiffany Ritzky, Kim Campbell, Melissa Westbrook, and Ethan Coleman today at Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray to start saving today. Thanks for tuning in to the Wednesday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tune in again next Wednesday to hear more from the basketball coaches at Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge. We invite you to listen again tomorrow night at 5:15 as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs.